ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very important question. That question is with respect to why is it that divorce has been restricted to 3 times? As you know, if a person divorces a woman 3 times after that, he's not allowed to marry the same woman unless somebody else, marries the woman and then divorces her. After that, he can marry her, right? So this question is regards to the wisdom behind this. It's interesting to note that Imam Ar-Ridha alayhi salam was once asked the same question. Imam Ar-Ridha alayhi salam was once asked the reason why a man is not allowed to remarry his divorcee numerous times unless she has married another husband first. To which he replied, "Verily, Allah Blessed and Most High has permitted revocable divorce twice," and said, "Revocable divorce may be only twice, then let there be either an honorable retention or a kindly release," meaning the third time around, because of his contracting this divorce that Allah despises so. 3 times over, Allah prohibits him from doing it again, so she, his divorcee, is not lawful for him until she marries another husband and he divorces her. The wisdom behind this, what is the wisdom behind this? The Imam says, in order that people do not plunge into divorce, right? If God were not to have done this, right, people would take divorce very lightly, right? They would, take it very lightly. But if they know that they cannot remarry their wife after the third divorce, unless another man, marries the woman, sleeps with her, and then divorces her, people are going to be kind of precautious of divorcing their wife, right? Nobody with a little bit of valor would want this to occur, right? So the Imam says that, or in order that people do not plunge into divorce, taking it as a light matter, and in order that women may not be caused to suffer in the process. This is one of the big objections to Islam. Muslims, they don't respect women. Islam doesn't give any rights to women. There is no respect given to women in Islam, and so on and so forth, right? But the truth is, to the contrary, Islam has established rights for women. And, these rights, they secure the woman's honor, right? And in contrary to what these people say. This matter has also been alluded to in the Holy Quran. In one verse of the Holy Quran, Allah says, "And if he divorces her, she will not be lawful for him until she marries a husband other than him. And if he divorces her, there is no sin upon them to remarry if they think that they can maintain Allah's bounds. These are Allah's bounds, which he clarifies for a people who have knowledge." Right? So I guess the essence of the hadith in which the answer to the question has been mentioned is that Allah wants to, generally, as we know, the general theme is that, Allah wants to prevent divorce from occurring. People, he doesn't want them to take it lightly. That's why he has prescribed this law for people, so that, they avoid doing it. And also that the rights of women are not trampled, they are respected, and they are taken care of in the process. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the wisdom in restricting divorce to 3 times in the words of Imam Ar-Ridha alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.